I've been depressed for a long time. Mostly since my dad died. All his friends called him a hero. He was a cop. And he sacrificed himself to save the lives of 23 people being held by an active shooter. I was 9 when that happened. I remember it like it was yesterday. Yesterday was my 17th birthday. And now my life is a nightmare. My mom eventually remarried, but I can't blame her for that. She was lonely and needed help raising a troubled kid. I just wish that she was more aware of whom she was bringing into our lives. He's not why I'm in trouble. He's an asshole who treats my mom like shit. She's too in love with him to see it. Now, he's not the reason I ended up here, but he's a precipitating factor. It started when I heard that my friend Cassie had run away. I didn't get it. Cassie lived in a suburban wonderland. Her parents were still married. They doted on her. Her siblings weren't douchebags. She got really good grades. I mean, they weren't straight A's, but good enough that she was on the honor roll, and her folks were proud of her. Idyllic is the word I'd use. I spoke to her parents a time or two. They wanted to know the first time if Cassie had said anything to me. She hadn't. And I said as much. The second time, I went over to be, I don't know, supportive in their tough time. I knocked on their door and Mrs. Beeman answered. Oh, hi. Everything okay? I said it was. Hey, Mrs. Beeman, I just thought that I'd come over and say hey. See if you guys had heard anything regarding Cassie. I'm sorry if it seems insensitive. Cassie's mom opened the door wide and smiled a little. Oh no, honey. Please come in. I know you probably miss her as much as we do. I did. Cassie had been one of my best friends maybe 5 years ago. We'd grown apart a little after my dad died. And I guess that was my fault. I withdrew from everyone. I said as much to Miss Beeman, and her eyes welled up with tears. We don't know where Cassie is. We got a letter shortly after she went missing. It shocked me a little. Missing. I thought she'd just run away. I don't understand. Miss Beeman opened a binder that sat in her coffee table and pushed it towards me, where I sat next to her on the couch. I read it aloud. Mom? Dad? I'm with Greg. I'm not in danger. I just needed to get out of the dead-end town and see the rest of the world. I'm sorry if this disappoints you, but I need this. Love. Cassie. Cassie's mom closed the binder, sniffed back tears, and said, "We got this maybe a week after she disappeared. That's what convinced the police that she was a runaway." I looked at her face, and I could tell that she was less than convinced of her own words. I couldn't help myself. Who the fuck is Greg? Mrs. Beeman flinched at my language and I apologized. Sorry, I just don't understand any of this. I never knew any Greg. I mean, I know Cassie and I aren't the best of friends anymore, but I never heard of her seeing anyone. A small smile touched her lips. It's all right, dear. Richard, Mr. Beeman said the same thing when he read the letter. I had never heard Mr. Beeman swear in the 10 years that Cassie and I had been best friends. Was Cassie depressed at all? Mrs. Beeman frowned a bit and started to shake her head, and then stopped. I won't lie to you. I feel like I don't know who my own daughter was. If she was depressed, I didn't know it. I spoke with her a little while longer and thanked her for her time and for the memories. I should have gone home, but I didn't want to deal with Todd myself. I called my mom at work, told her that I was going to go to the library and do my homework before I went home. She said that she'd see me when she got off work. I hate lying to my mom, but I wasn't going to tell her that I was going to find a nice, quiet spot in the woods and smoke some weed. And I did just that. After the emotional drain of the Beeman house, I just needed to not give a shit for a little while. I found myself a spot in the woods, pulled my stash out from under the stump. I hid it there ever since Todd busted me smoking in my old playhouse in the backyard. Wasn't too far from home, I wasn't exactly lying, because if my mom or Todd ever pinged my location on my cell, it put me exactly within 100 meters of the library. Took a few hits, I leaned back against the stump, I closed my eyes. Just listened to the trees. It was dead quiet. But it shouldn't have been. No birds, no critters, even insect noises. Nothing. Felt the hair on the back of my neck stand up from the wrongness of it. I was about to open my eyes when I heard a snapping noise, like someone or something had stepped on a branch. I should have gotten the hell out of there, but it was like my brain reverted to childhood, you know? I can't see it, it can't see me. I heard more muffled noises until it stopped, just behind me to the left. The shifting of fabric as if someone were sitting or squatting near me. A deep, almost melodic voice came to me. I'd say that I heard it, but that's not quite right. I mean, I did hear it. But it was inside my hand.
Keeping your eyes closed is probably a good idea, kid.
Felt a hand take the pipe from me. I heard a lighter spark and the sound of someone inhaling as the voice spoke again.
Not bad. Before you dismiss this, no, I'm not a hallucination.
I opened my mouth to speak and the voice shushed me. My mouth clamped shut, but not of my own accord.
This is a warning to you. Please stop asking questions about Cassie. Let the Beemans be. They're in enough pain as it is, don't you think?
I nodded, trying to think for myself. Felt a sharp poke somewhere behind my eye, and the voice said,
"Yeah. I'm who the letter referred to as Greg. Cassie's with me. And it's going to stay that way for as long as I like."
I felt tears squeeze themselves out from underneath my eyelids. I felt the pipe placed back into my hand, and the barest of a breeze blow from the direction of the tremor. No, not a breeze, it was breath. It was fetid, rotten, the touch of musk from the weed.
I would hate to have to talk with you again. Not exactly my type. But I'll make an exception if I need to.
Unbidden images flashed through my mind. Tall, pretty willow girls like Cassie, their faces bordered with black and white. Those of missing posters. So many of them. I shuddered. I shook my head emphatically. He spoke again.
"Good. I see we understand each other perfectly. I hope there's not a next time."
I stayed there, shaking, eyes squeezed shut for how long, I don't know. And I started to hear the sounds of nature again. Birdsong. The buzzing of insects. I screamed when my phone rang. My eyes flew open, and at first I was surprised to see it was dark. I saw my mom's number on the screen and answered. "I have been texting you for an hour. I'm in the library parking lot. Get your ass out here and let's go home. Dinner is getting cold." Taking a shuddering breath, and I told her I'd be out in a minute. I stashed my pipe and made my way to her car. She chewed my ass the whole way home about not answering her, and all I could do was apologize. I'm writing this down so I remember it. And I hope he can't dig into my head and see that I am. Because if he does, I might be the next runaway.